everyone. I cannot wait to share with you this message. I've entitled it, Who Do You Say I Am? It's all about Jesus, about his anointing, and he is the anointed one who has come into our lives to anoint us.
All right, wow, let's get to the word. Might as well. Yeah, the word is powerful, so we might as well get excited about the word. And even if you're watching online from somewhere around the world, I want you to get excited as well, because God is going to reach you wherever you're at. The Holy Spirit is going to touch you. So that's so exciting. And I've entitled this message, Who Do You Say I Am? Let's turn into our Bibles to Matthew 16. Going to start, yes, let's get excited, Matthew 16. And we're going to start reading at verse 13. It says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, why can I not speak today? Let's get it out. He asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Well, they replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Then he asked them, but who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. This is a powerful encounter. This is a powerful moment for Peter. You see, we've got to understand something, that revelation comes from the Father. You see, the disciples, they were telling Jesus about, you know, people's different levels, I suppose, of revelation of who Jesus is. So some of them were saying, oh yeah, you're John the Baptist. Yeah, some people say you're Elijah. Some people say you're a prophet. That is a level of revelation that people had about Jesus. But the Father opened up the understanding of Peter. There was another level of revelation. There was another level of understanding about who Jesus was. Today, I'm asking for a spirit of wisdom and revelation to come upon us. I don't know what level of revelation you sit at this morning, but I want to go deeper. I want to go higher. I want to go further in understanding who this Jesus is. I don't want to know him just as a prophet. I don't want to know him just as a man. I want to know him as the anointed one, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You see, this revelation that Peter came into, what did it do? It changed his life. It changed his understanding of who God was and how God can operate in your life. Who do you say that I am? Jesus is asking us this question this morning. Who am I to you? Am I just a religious figure? Am I just a story that you've heard? Or am I the Messiah? Am I the anointed one? Who is Jesus to you today? I want to talk about him. I want to lift him up. I want to magnify him. I want to present him to you as he truly is. But I need the revelation of the Father. So Father, would you give us this revelation today? See, I grew up in the same kind of way that so many of you have. Maybe you've had religious experiences, maybe you had religious experiences in a different kind of belief system as well. But you know, I knew about Jesus. I knew the religious practices, you know, that this church that I was going to was performing in order to, I suppose, experience God. And it was a low kind of revelation. It was boring. It was lifeless. It was powerless. But then I came into a different revelation of who Jesus was when someone began to talk to me about him being my savior, about him being the one that can take away all of my sin, about him being the one that could give me eternal life, the one that could give me a brand new start. And so slowly it was like God began to open up my understanding to who this Jesus was. And when I said, Jesus, could you come into my heart? Could you come into my life? It was with that revelation that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the one to save me, heal me, cleanse me, deliver me. And then the impact of Jesus upon my life was completely different. You see, the Father revealed to Peter two very important elements about Jesus. He was the anointed one, and that he was the Son of God. These are two powerful concepts that I want us to get an understanding of today. And when Jesus comes into your life as the anointed one, as the Son of the living God, as you have that understanding, that awakening to this truth, this is where you're changed forever. Let's read what it says in Ephesians 1. This is Paul trying to teach us about this. And so it says from verse 17, "For I always pray to the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that he may grant you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, of insight into the mysteries and secrets in the deep and intimate knowledge of him. By having the eyes of your heart flooded with light so that you can know and understand the hope to which he has called you. And how rich is his glorious inheritance in the saints, his set apart ones. And so that you can know and understand what is the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of his power in us and for us who believe, as demonstrated in the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also in the age and the world which are to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church, a headship exercised throughout the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in that body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself." Oh my goodness. This is an incredible revelation. One, we should be talking to the Father about wisdom and revelation. We need to be asking our Father in heaven, "Come on, God, could you show me? Could you reveal it to me?" Because when it's revealed, when this knowledge becomes part of us, when we have this understanding, we're changed. Our perspective changes. Our ability to believe changes because we have this understanding. Oh, I get it, God. I get how powerful you are. I get how strong you are. I get it, Lord, that you rule and reign far above everything that I would go through in this world. You're the supreme head over the church. You fill the church. You empower the church. You anoint the church. You call the church to see the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. See, this understanding, this revelation, but not only that, to understand that we are filled with God, but corporately. This is saying, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Wow. So when we come together as a church, which we should do every single week, what happens is the fullness of the anointed one, the fullness of Jesus is revealed because he fills all in all. And so that's why the corporate anointing is sometimes more significant broken than your personal anointing, because my anointing spills out upon the person next to me and their anointing spills out on the person next to them. And this is how powerful the church becomes. It's the body of Christ manifesting the anointing, manifesting the person of Jesus Christ. That's why it's so powerful. We got to get this understanding. We got to get this revelation of who we are, who is inside of us, who has anointed us, who has empowered us, who has filled us. That's what I want to happen today. Father, give it to us. Come on, you ask him, Father, give it to me. Give me this revelation.
I hope you're enjoying everything so far. And I want you to get ready to receive an anointing as well as you listen to this next part.
You see, our understanding of Jesus and the anointing will see God's kingdom invade this kingdom. This kingdom with all its restrictions, with all its junk, with all its sin, with all its sickness and disease, with all its poverty. See, when we understand the power of the anointing, the power of Jesus in us, moving through us, we will see the shift. We'll see the change. Why? Because we become these vessels in which the anointing of God just flows through us. Into those sick people that we pray for. Into our university lectures. Imagine your understanding of the anointing going to this level. That you understand that when I walk into a room, I'm ushering in the anointing. I'm bringing the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ, the anointed one, with me. So I can go into a humanistic lecture and Jesus can still rule and reign. Jesus can still be revealed. Jesus can still be manifest. Imagine being able to get your assignments and begin to write. And as you're writing, you're releasing the anointing of God, and then that lecturer gets that piece of paper and they start reading stuff and they're going, what's going on here? It's the release of God's anointing. It's releasing the anointed one, Jesus Christ. And so the anointing is the key to see heaven invade earth. How do I know that? I just got to read the Bible to know. In Isaiah 61, that prophetic scripture about Jesus, it says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me too. And then it goes on to list all of these things that Jesus did when he was walking this earth. You see, the anointing equips you. The anointing enables you. Jesus was anointed of God. And so wherever he went, he invaded everybody's space. He changed the atmosphere. He changed people's physical situation. All because he was anointed. See, even the words of Jesus were anointed. He could speak words and someone a village away or a town away that was sick in their bed, he could speak words and these words were anointed. And these words healed these people. That's the release of the anointing of God over these people to see them healed. Everything about Jesus was anointed. His clothing was anointed. Think of the woman with the issue of blood, that all she did was reach out and touch the hem of his garment. He was so full of God. He was so anointed of God. It spilled out into his very clothing, and people could brush up against him and get healed, brush up against him and get free, brush up against him and get saved. And the hands of Jesus were anointed. He could lay his hands on anybody who was sick and they would recover. He could just reach out. His hands were full of the anointing of God. And Jesus was carrying heaven wherever he went, and it just spilled out of him. In Acts 10:38 says how God anointed and consecrated Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with strength and ability and power. How he went about doing good and in particular curing all who were harassed and oppressed by the power of the devil, for God was with him. This is how powerful Jesus was. This is how powerful Jesus is. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. He was anointed with strength and ability and power. See, the anointing was God's mark upon somebody that said, I'm with this person. And if God be for you, who can be against you? We see that Jesus just cast out the enemy. Every work of the enemy was just totally destroyed because Jesus released the anointing that destroys every yoke, that looses every bondage. That's the power of the anointed one, the anointed Christ. I got some really good news. Guess who's inside? Guess who is inside of us? Jesus, the anointed one. When we put our hand up to receive Jesus, when we walk down the front and we said a little prayer, guess who walked in to our lives? Jesus, the anointed one. What does that mean? I'm glad you asked. That means I'm anointed. That means I carry the anointing. That means I will see heaven on earth through me. Planet Shakers, I want you to hear this loud and clear. You are anointed of God. You carry his anointing. You carry his presence. And whoever bumps into you, it's going to spill out of you onto them. So this is how powerful the anointed one is. Oh, that we would understand this today. Oh, come on, let's pray. Let's ask, Father, please show me. Please show me, Father, how powerful this anointing is. I want to know. I want to understand because I want to operate in it. The anointing was just so strong on Jesus. Wherever he went, people experienced the kingdom of God. But you know the level to which the anointing of God flows through us is so dependent on our revelation, our understanding, our faith in this. We can either let all sorts of doubts just flow through our head depending on what circumstances we're up against and go, oh, I don't know. Or we can go, I got it. The Father, he showed me something. He showed me how anointed Jesus is, and so therefore he showed me how anointed I am. I'll pray. I'll do that. Yeah, pick me. Yeah, because I'm anointed. And so when you come to this understanding, you have a greater belief in it. You see, your understanding leads to awareness that enables you to make informed decisions. I've made decisions based over the years, based on information. And so when I found out information about Coke Zero, I found out that there are chemicals within Coke Zero that stopped my body from absorbing nutrients in food. I love Coke Zero. But when I was informed about what that was doing to my physical body, I made a decision based on that revelation. I decided, oh, Coke Zero has to go. What do I mostly drink nowadays? Water. Water's not going to hurt you. It's a bit boring, so I sometimes get it bubbly. But I made a decision to change something in my life because I came into an understanding. See, if we come into an understanding about the anointing, about Jesus, the anointed one, in us, on us, moving through us, we're going to make some different decisions. We're not going to keep quiet. We're not going to sit back. We're going to realize my words are anointed. So I'm going to start to use my word to see the kingdom of God established in my family, in my suburb, in my university, in my school, in my work. I'm going to use my words because my words are anointed of God. When they come out of my mouth, they're not just everyday words. They're shaping the atmosphere. They're changing the atmosphere. This atmosphere might be of the kingdom of this world, of this age, but I've realized something. I'm anointed of God to see the kingdom of God manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. So you know what? I'm going to start using my words to see things change over my life, over my future, over my friend's life, over my family. I'm going to use my anointed words to realize your touch is anointed. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to reach out and touch. I'm going to pray for that person, and I'm going to pray for that person, and I pray for the next person. Hey, can I pray for you? Can I lay my hands on your shoulder? Just one touch from me. You don't know what's going to happen. Because I'm anointed, because I carry the anointing. Even someone can brush up against me. Maybe they didn't even know, but they just came in contact with the kingdom of God. Wow. Help us, Lord. Help us have this revelation. See, when you become aware of how powerful the anointing is on you, my goodness, we could change this world, yeah? We could stop living in the status quo. We could stop agreeing with our current circumstances. We could say, kingdom now, and experience it right now. You know, I remember ministering in a church in Indonesia a couple of years ago, maybe three years ago now, and being at this church, it was incredible because this church had campuses all over Indonesia, and once a year they'd come together for a Christmas celebration. And this is where the first time ever I've ministered to people, over 200,000 people in one place at one time. It was just crazy incredible. But they had a revelation of the oil of anointing. See, the Bible helps us. God helps us. He is so kind to us because He knows we need to understand His kingdom, and using the things that we experience, the things that we know on this earth, to try and explain it better. And so he decides to use the picture of oil. Oil to help explain what the anointing is like. And so oil becomes that faith trigger, you know, that point of, oh yes, I receive the anointing. So the Bible's talking to us about, you know, call for the elders of the church when you're sick, lay hands, anoint them with oil, and they'll be healed. And so it becomes this focal point, I suppose, where we're going, yes, oil, anointing, I believe, receive it. It just helps our faith. God is so good to us. He's so kind to us to try and help explain the mysteries of God's kingdom using the everyday things that we use in our lives. And so he uses oil. And this church has a revelation of the power of the anointing. And as we ministered in their church in the morning, you know, we sort of giggle about it because it's just so out of the box for us. But they so believe in the power of the anointing of Jesus that every single service they get oil out. And I don't mean a little bit of oil, let me just get a little bit on my finger and anoint your head with oil. I'm talking about throwing it out, spraying it out as people flooded to the front. Because this is what they did. If I get some of that oil, I know it's the anointing. I'm going to get healed. I'm going to get set free. I'm going to get transformed. And they would rush to the front as the pastor would just spray this oil, and I mean everywhere. I was leading worship and the oil was all over the platform, and so it'd be like, whoa, thank you, yes Lord, because it was just so slippery with oil. But the healings in that place, the salvations in that church had one little gathering, over 200,000 people, and that's not everyone that goes to their church, that's not everyone that could make it to that event. Because they had an understanding of the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ. And they had faith for it. And they were hungry for it. And they pressed in for it. And they didn't care about their hairdo. They didn't care about their makeup. They didn't care anything else. I've got to touch Jesus because because I know the anointing will flow through me and I'll be transformed. See, this is the level of revelation I want us to understand how powerful the anointing of Jesus Christ is. You know, I remember a time when my mum talked to me about the power of anointing with oil. She was in America and she was there, and their worship leader had broken his back. And so they asked my mum whether she could go to the hospital where this poor worship leader was completely paralyzed in his hospital bed. And so she bought oil. Why? It's the symbol of his anointing. And so she walked into that hospital room and she got this little oil out and began to invite the presence of Jesus, the anointed one. It's not the oil, it's Jesus. And as she placed this oil on the head of this young man who had been completely debilitated by this accident, the oil of anointing touched that boy's body. And as the oil was placed on his head, his whole back went click, 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 click. And he was instantly healed. But it was so powerful. See, this is where we got to understand this today. It was so powerful that the guy next door got healed too. He didn't even get prayer. That's what happened as the oil of anointing was poured out. As the oil began to flow in that room. Oh, what had to happen? Everything had to come into kingdom order. This is how powerful it is.
Well, thanks for listening. I really pray that you got a powerful revelation of how anointed you are and how anointed the person of Jesus Christ is, who lives in the inside of us and who wants to change this world by seeing the kingdom of God arrive through you.